What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
And welcome back into Morning Drive here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rexrode from The Athletic taking you through this Tuesday morning here in Nashville, Tennessee. And we're pleased to welcome Scott Corley, Belmont Athletic Director, to the show now. Scott, what's going on, man? Thanks for joining us.
Another day trying to figure stuff out, but it's all good. How are you guys holding up?
Doing great. What have you been up to during this kind of crazy time that we've been going through?
You know, actually been pretty busy, and none of it's doing a lot of fun stuff, Joe. It's, you know, looking at budgets, looking at, trying to get our arms around this eligibility issue, trying to get our arms around, you know, the impact of the NCAA distribution cuts, and then just trying to make sure, you know, obviously our coaches are staying engaged with their teams and players, and I'm trying to do a good job keeping them informed and, you know, having weekly conference calls, things like that. Obviously, you know, trying to do the same with my staff just to make sure everyone's, you know, trying to stay engaged as much as they can. You know, we're trying to work our social media angles as best we can, you know, similar to what you guys are trying to do. And, you know, just trying as best I can from a remote situation is just keeping the department focused and keeping, everyone informed as best that I can as to what the landscape looks like. And as you can imagine, that's pretty difficult to do because the landscape's pretty blurry at this point, and there's so many factors out of our control and things like that. So, not going to lie, it's been challenging, but we're certainly trying to do the best we can.
So the Division I Council vote, Scott, on Monday, were you surprised at all by that? Is this what you expected, and what is the specific impact on Belmont?
Yeah, not surprised where it came out. Heck, they basically painted themselves into that corner, you know, when they first announced it, 10 days ago, that the seniors deserve the eligibility relief. So, you know, if anything, you know, they tried to do the best they can to give as much flexibility to the individual schools, but at the same time, they kind of pushed it back to us to be the ones to be either the good guys or the bad guys, right? And so, you know, I think we're all trying to do the analysis. I mean, you know, some of it for us is just how many of the seniors are truly going to want to come back. You know, obviously at a place like Belmont Private School with tuition that's pretty high, you know, all of these seniors are on partial scholarships for the most part. And so they've got to then decide, is it worth from their financial situation as a family to pay an extra year just to remain eligible for another season? And so we're obviously going through that analysis. I think we've got 32 seniors that would qualify. I think, Joe, we've had 9 that have definitely said they will not come back, and that was initially. And for the most part, that's because they've got jobs and want to, you know, get on with their careers. The remainder, it was almost like, well, I need more information. Let's wait and see. And so we're trying to, you know, get our arms around all that and then have those conversations. You know, because some of it, too, is I think the farther you get away from it, more of these seniors may realize, you know, it's time to move on and I'm not coming back. So we're trying to have those conversations, but in general, you know, we still haven't made any decisions on what we're going to do at Belmont, probably like a lot of schools across the country, just trying to figure out what we can do from a financial perspective.
Yeah, that's interesting that 23 would still be leaving it open. Of course, I assume also right now, Scott, I mean, just in society, it's harder to get a job, right? It's harder to – you're not interviewing for jobs, right? So I'd imagine just society right now probably puts more people in limbo than they would be otherwise, obviously.
I think that's a great point. And again, you know, a lot of these kids have to factor that in. And we did literally have one of our players say, well, if I can get a job offer, you know, I'm interning this summer. If I can get a job offer, I'm going to take it because I don't know how bad the economy is going to get, and therefore I'm not going to come back. I mean, it's all across the board. You know, obviously, again, a lot of kids didn't even get to participate outdoor track and field. They didn't even get to participate at all. So, you know, more of those kids are probably hungry to get a chance to compete again. But, yeah, there's just so much uncertainty out there. There's, you know, so much uncertainty. Are the fall sports going to be impacted? Things like that. So there's a lot to go. And so I think in some cases it may be best just to kind of, you know, slow down a little bit. Let's get all our facts in order. Let's make sure, hey, what do we want to do as an institution? Because obviously Belmont, like everyone else in the country, they're trying to look at the overall impact of COVID-19 to the university. And we're just a small part of the university. So, you know, there's a lot of larger decisions that are going on that will or will not impact athletics.
Scott Corley, Belmont Athletic Director, on the line with us. And Scott, you mentioned kind of the uncertainty that we all have moving forward here. I imagine in terms of an athletic director, not just at Belmont, but all around the country, you know, trying to find what that balance is going to be like between new players coming in and the scholarships that they have, and also weighing that with the extra year of eligibility, that's going to be a challenge to kind of make all of that math fit in together. What do you think that challenge is going to be like for programs throughout the country?
Well, I think you're going to have a lot of hard conversations. The coaches are with a lot of these seniors, because my understanding is the incoming freshmen, because they've signed their national letter of intent, that you're obligated to provide that. You can't sit and go back and necessarily negotiate with those freshmen and say, hey, I know I promised you 60%, but under these circumstances, would you come in at 30%? And so, you know, again, a lot of it just comes down to what the financial resources are at these individual schools to say, hey, can I take on an additional, and I'm making this number up, you know, $600,000 of scholarship. And then it gets even more complicated. Just how do you manage the rosters? How do you limit the travel squad sizes, which could impact how freshmen perceive their opportunity at that university? You know, so it is extremely complicated. You know, on the surface, obviously, it looks we want to do the right thing for these seniors who didn't get a chance to play, but there are going to be a lot of details and dynamics and some tough conversations that we'll probably likely have across the nation.
So there's this NCAA Student Assistant Fund, which apparently you're laughing already. So I think I have an idea of your answer, but do you have any feel for what that is and how much help that might be to you?
That will be very little help. That was part of the distributions that got cut by almost 70%. And so while I appreciate the D1 Council offering that up as a potential opportunity to support scholarships, you know, for most of us, that is going to do very little to provide much help, because those funds have historically been accounted for what they were originally designed for. And now you cut that by 70%. That doesn't leave a whole lot. I mean, I think that's the other point and I think most people understand it, but I mean, a lot of institutions relied on these NCAA distributions to support their operating budgets. And when you're getting those cut by $500,000 to $700,000, you know, that's a double whammy. So you're getting it cut on one end, and then the NCAA is allowing you to add additional costs from the scholarship eligibility perspective, and that's going to be difficult for a lot of institutions throughout the country.
Well, Scott, obviously a lot of things going on right now that in the long run are more important than sports, but one of the things people around here locally were looking forward to was Belmont in the NCAA tournament, winning 12 games in a row to close out their season, in Casey Alexander's first year winning the OVC championship. What did you make of Casey Alexander's first year at Belmont, and what did you make of kind of the opportunity the team would have had going into the NCAA tournament?
Well, I've mentally prepared that I would be preparing for the Final Four right now. So, you know, I can at least play that game in my mind, right?
And just a short drive to Atlanta would have been very
that's
convenient.
That's right. It would have been great. Look, it was a great first year for Casey, and I knew it. You know, I knew he was up for the challenge. I mean, he's just a really, really good basketball coach, really, really good leader of young men, and just a great, you know, he gets it both how to deal with people internally and externally, and to watch him operate on a day-to-day basis was really fun. The staff he put around him was first class and brought a lot of continuity. So, you know, I felt really good going into the year. Obviously, we had, you know, the question marks of how do you replace a Dylan Windler and a Kevin McClain and all that they brought to the team, you know, last year. And in some cases, we got off to a little slow start non-conference by Belmont standards, probably lost some games that we thought we could win. But then to see them put it together, and obviously we got off to a slow start within the OVC, but they were playing some really, really good basketball, guys, and I think y'all know it and y'all saw it. And, you know, I felt really, you know, obviously confidence is a big part of athletics. And when you get on a 12-game winning streak, you're going to be playing with a high level of confidence where you think every shot you're going to shoot is going in. I think they understood the importance of Nick Musinski and running the offense through him. And then you've got Grayson Murphy and all that he does, the intangibles that he brings. And then the way Tyler Scanlon just fit in so well with this team. And obviously the way he was playing at the end of the year, it would have been really, really fun to see, and that's all you can ask for is a chance, and that's what makes it so tough is we just didn't get that chance.
No doubt. We're with Belmont Athletic Director Scott Corley. Last thing for you, Scott, and I'm glad we're talking about sports stuff, and I want to have a more optimistic tone as we look forward to next year. I feel like the OVC might be unbelievable. And I'm thinking in particular about you guys, of course, bringing back the bulk of that team's a lot of great sophomores. Jeff Goodman has Austin Peay in his top 25. You know, Terry Taylor, Jordan Adams, terrific players, and we know Murray State's going to be good. How strong does this league look to you next season?
Very strong. I mean, it's impressive the amount of young talent that's in this conference and really a lot of good coaches. I mean, what Matt Figgers has done at Austin Peay is phenomenal. The talent that he's been able to bring in, and he coaches them really well where they play hard, they defend so hard. And then Matt's got it going at Murray State. And it's going to be a battle. I mean, it's going to be really exciting. You know, maybe we can get back to the level where two teams can get into the tournament, because there's going to be some quality wins amongst our three programs, in my opinion, in the non-conference. And then, you know, we may beat each other up a little bit in conference, but I think when you looked at 2 years ago when we got the at-large, it was because the OVC had four really, really good teams at the top, and there's no reason to believe next year it won't be the same. And so it's pretty – pretty encouraging at the same time for us. You know, it's pretty daunting to know we're going to have to keep battling those guys. But I love our nucleus. I love what we've got coming back, and it should be a lot of fun.
Scott Corley, Belmont Athletic Director, has been our guest here on Morning Drive. Scott, thanks so much for taking time to join us this morning. Wish you and your family all the best through this, and we'll talk to you down the road.
Glad to do it, guys. Thanks so much.
Thanks,
y'all. Take care.
Absolutely. Scott Corley has been our guest here on Morning Drive. We'll react to more of what he had to say in that interview next. This is Morning Drive on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.